Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 7th, Wednesday, 2019, day 219. Today's topic, be a wise builder, prophesizing, building, supporting. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 84 verses 5 to 8, Ezra chapter 5 verse 1 to chapter 6 verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 to verse 23. Proverbs 20 verses 26 to 27. Today's main passages. The first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10 to 11. Paul said, "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." Second passage, Ezra chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. "Now Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet, a descendant of Edo, prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jozadak, set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, supporting them." The third passage, Ezra chapter 6, verses 14 to 15. "So the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah, a descendant of Edo. They finished building the temple according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. The temple was completed on the third day of the month Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, Paul declared that he is a wise builder in today's passage. And today's Ezra passage reminds us that to be a wise builder, to have Christ as the foundation to build God's project, we need three steps. Not one step can be missed. Number one, prophesizing. Today's Ezra's passage teaches us that we need to listen to those servants of God who have prophetic gifts. Number two, building. What we need to is to listen to their guide and start building. Number three, supporting. God will send more servants who have gift of prophecy and other gifts to help us. Are you willing to be used by God to become a wise builder? Are you willing to be sent by God to help God's servants to complete God's building project? If you are willing, I'm sure your whole life will experience a promise in today's Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. Prosper continually. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, train us to become a wise builder so that our life will experience prosper continually. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step for you to be trained by God to become a wise builder? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.